Hulking thugs with big muscles don't win every fight. Agile fighters often win. There is an analogy in the competition between cancer cells and cells of normal function in our bodies. In an earlier episode, I recounted research that shows that our food tube, our esophagus, becomes a patchwork of mutant clones as we age. That is, a cell there gets a spontaneous genetic change, cosmic radiation, spicy chili, smoking, and begins to reproduce quickly. It replaces the original cells in a significant area of our esophagus. This happens with perhaps dozens of such newbie cells. Now, Bartomeu, Colombe, and colleagues at 10 research institutions around the world looked at this pattern from the other end, in mice as a model systems. Cancers can do the same thing. Why are they rare? Voila, cancers are not as good at taking over as are our usual mutants. Those usual mutants outcompete nascent cancer cells for space and resources. They win without killing the cancer cells, without decreasing the rate of proliferation of cancer cells, and without recruiting the immune system to help in the fight. If the price of avoiding cancer is our wearing an internal motley coat in our throat, so be it. As Jean Kerr said about beauty being only skin deep, so what do you want, an adorable pancreas? This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.